to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. All opposed say nay. The motion prevails. The Sergeant of Arms will bring in the absent members. The chaplain for the day is our former Senate chaplain, the Reverend Phil Shaw from St. Michael, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
So nice to see you here today. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to pray with you. Please join me in prayer, would you? Heavenly Father, when sorrow sweeps across our hearts like a terrible flood, we need you. And when sickness attacks our families in its vicious grip, we need you, Lord. And when perplexity brings us to the end of our rope, and we don't know where to turn, we need you. Help us keep our hand in yours and our ears open to the wisdom of your words. Help us to remember that we may not know who holds tomorrow, but we know who holds our hand. And give us courage in hard times and strength for difficult decisions. Give us determination and perseverance for the challenging situations we face. And we're not asking for an easy way out, but for your grace that will make us sufficient for the task, so that no matter how difficult the challenges may be, we can do what we must do. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Public for which it stands.
Thank you, ma'am.
The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note on page one of the agenda. We move then to the fifth order of business, Senator Bach. With one change, and that is on page three, Senate file number 111 will be referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. That is a correction from the record. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in today's agenda be adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed nay. Motion prevails. Wait a minute. We move now to the sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed in the agenda will be given their second reading. The seventh order of business, second reading of House bills, House File 9, will be given its second reading. The eighth, our order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. First reading. The ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These will are author motions and will be adopted as one motion. They're on page four of the printed agenda. All those in favor of the motion, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Conan. Senate File 226.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 226 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and re-referred to the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development.
Senator Cohen, this is your bill.
This is my bill.
And you've discussed this with both authors, both chairmen?
Yes, thank you.
All right. All those in favor of the Senator Cohen motion, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 285 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and re-referred to the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development. It is my bill, and the jobs chair is expecting it.
All right. All those in favor of the Senator Nelson motion, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Rest.
Madam President, I move that Senate File Number 303 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and re-refer to the Committee on Finance. I've checked with both chairs, and it is my bill.
All those in favor of the rest motion, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 379 be withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and referred to the Committee on Environment and Energy. This is my bill, and I've spoken with both chairs.
All right. All those in favor of the Sieben motion, say aye. All those opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Nelson's Senate Resolution Number 32 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that House File 6 be taken from the table.
All those in favor of that motion, say aye. And opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Bach. That House File 6 will be given its second reading. Now, Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that House File Number 6 be laid on the table.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Bach.
Madam President, I would move that we take up the confirmation calendar, and I would yield to Senator Sparks.
Senator Sparks.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the report from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development, reported February 7, 2013, pertaining to the appointment of the Commissioner of Mediation Services, be taken from the table.
All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion prevails.
Madam President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion prevails.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development, reported February 7, 2013, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of
Mr. Josh Tilson, the Bureau of Mediation Services, as Commissioner. Would you like to talk about Mr. Tilson?
Thank you, Madam President. Yes. Today I'm asking for your support for the confirmation of Josh Tilson as Commissioner of the Bureau of Mediation Services. Commissioner Tilson brings more than 30 years of experience to this position as a mediator, facilitator, administrative hearing officer, arbitrator, and trainer. He worked as a full-time hearing officer and mediator with the Minnesota Bureau of Mediation Services since 1988, including 8 years as manager of administrative hearings. During that time, he successfully mediated thousands of labor disputes, was a leader in modernizing the Bureau's technology and administrative services, including projects to update agency computer systems, data management, online capabilities, and communications. I enjoyed meeting with Commissioner Tilson to discuss his qualifications in the work of the Bureau. He also met individually with other committee members and received his recommendation, received unanimous support. With that, Madam President, I would like to renew my motion and strongly encourage you to support the confirmation of Josh Tilson as the Commissioner of the Bureau of Mediation Services.
Are there other comments? This is Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam President. Will Senator Sparks yield?
Will Senator Sparks yield? Senator Sparks will yield. Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Sparks, let me just lay out a little bit of information to give you some background as to the question I want to ask you. Mediation services is part of an overall concept of alternative dispute resolution, or ADR. And currently there are colleges and universities that teach mediation services. There are organizations that certify individuals to be competent in mediation services. There exists in Minnesota private entities that do mediation services. A couple that I can think of specifically would be a former Supreme Court justice. There are a number of law firms in Minnesota that do mediation, plus just folks who have been certified in mediation. There are local units of government, for instance, up in Anoka, that provide mediation services. And then there is, of course, the Office of Administrative Hearings, who by statute and rule are authorized to provide mediation services to any state agency that requests the assistance for purposes of mediation. My question, Senator Sparks, is during the confirmation hearing in your committee, was the commissioner asked, given the fact that there are numerous methods and entities that that also provide mediation, was the commissioner asked whether or not the Bureau of Mediation is in fact a necessary bureau within our state government?
Senator Sparks.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Senator. Yes, we had a very thorough discussion, and I think that the commissioner did say that this is the smallest division within the state of Minnesota. I think he showed a real need that he reaches out to all 87 counties, to over 1,200 mediations, 19 interest-based facility cases. And again, I think for the money that we put towards this, they've been very successful in bringing mediation in many of those agreements and areas.
Senator Sparks yields.
Senator Newman.
To a follow-up question.
Senator Sparks yields. Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Sparks, specifically, what reasons did Commissioner Tilson give your committee as to why the Bureau of Mediation Services is necessary, given the fact that there are so many other ways to accomplish mediation in the state of Minnesota, and particularly in view of the fact that we have the Office of Administrative Hearings that provides the same service?
Senator Sparks.
Thank you, Madam President. Again, I think that we talked to the commissioner at length in committee. We found him very qualified. Again, I think there hasn't been any strikes in the state under a large portion of the time that he's been in there. There was 260,000 Minnesota public employees represented by this. And again, I think that it's a valuable and a meaningful division, and I recommend him to pass.
Senator Newman.
With those questions, Madam President and members, what I'm simply trying to point out is that we have got some problems within the state of Minnesota with respect to our budget. And oftentimes we see a situation in which there is a duplication of services that are provided by the state of Minnesota. And without question in my mind, the Bureau of Mediation Services provides a service that is also provided by other units of the state of Minnesota. And I simply don't see a need or a reason to even have the Bureau of Mediated Services. This is in no way an attack on Commissioner Tilson. I've never met the man. He has never come in to see me, so I cannot make any comments concerning his qualifications to head up this bureau. All I am trying to point out to you members is that the Bureau of Mediated Services is a duplicated bureau within the state of Minnesota, and I question the necessity of confirming a commissioner to a bureau that has such duplicated efforts. Thank you, Madam President.
Are there any other questions? Senator Hahn.
Thank you, Madam President. And I have a question for Senator Sparks.
Will Senator Sparks yield? Senator Sparks will yield. Senator Hahn.
Senator Sparks, during the course of the hearing in your committee on the confirmation of Commissioner Tilson, going back to the events of 2011, and if you may recall, and members, some members may recall, at that time, the governor had desired that the daycare workers in the state of Minnesota be unionized. And as commissioner at that time, he was ordered by Governor Dayton to conduct a union certification vote for daycare providers with state-subsidized children. And he did carry out that order until a judge issued a restraining order finding that the Bureau of Mediation Services had no authority to conduct that election. And Senator Sparks, I'm wondering, in the course of the hearing, was that issue discussed with the commissioner, and was he asked under what authority he was conducting that, or was it solely under the order of Governor Dayton?
Senator Sparks.
Thank you, Madam President, and Senator Hahn, thank you for your question. I'm trying to recall the hearing, and I don't believe that there was any direct questions asked about that topic in the committee.
Senator Hahn.
Thank you, Madam President, and Senator Sparks. And I guess I'm a little concerned that the committee did not wish to have that question answered. I think that as a commissioner, his obligation is to, of course, obey the law and to not exceed his authority. And if a court found that he had exceeded his authority in following the directives of a governor, that to me would call into question what his loyalty is. Is it to a governor who appointed him, or is it to the law that he is acting under as commissioner? I think that is an appropriate discussion to have with someone who's seeking to be appointed as a commissioner, or confirmed as a commissioner in the state of Minnesota. And I find it surprising that that was not asked of this commissioner, given the controversial nature of that vote and the subsequent handling of that by the court that found that that proceeding was not legitimate. And so, members, I just would call that to your attention that Commissioner Tilson apparently was acting under the orders of Governor Dayton and not following the law in the course of pursuing that vote.
Any other comments? Seeing none, Senator Sparks moves that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development, reported February 7, 2013, the Senate, having given its advice, do not consent to and confirm the appointment of Josh Tilson, Commissioner, Bureau of Mediation Services. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
The motion prevailed, so the appointment was confirmed. Senator Sparks.
Madam President, I move that the report on the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development reported February 11th, 2013 pertaining to the appointment of the Commissioner of Employment and Economic Development be taken from the table.
All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sparks.
Madam President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sparks.
Madam President, I move that in accordance with the report on the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development reported February 11, 2013, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent and confirm the appointment of Katie Clark Sieben, the Department of Employment and Economic Development Commissioner.
Senator Sparks, would you like to tell us about her?
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President and members. Katie Clark Sieben was appointed in October to serve as Commissioner of the Department of Employment and Economic Development, the state's principal economic development agency, promoting business recruitment, expansion, retention, workforce development, international trade, and community development. Commissioner Clark Sieben brings years of experience in business development and recruitment in the private sector. She's managed large-scale, multi-million dollar operations, built strategic partnerships in business and philanthropy, and created and implemented nationwide marketing campaigns. She served as the Director of Community Relations for a startup wind energy developer, National Wind. Prior to her appointment as Commissioner, she served in the Department of as Director of the Minnesota Trade Office. In that capacity, she led efforts to increase foreign direct investment in Minnesota, develop a coaching program for new export companies to help small and mid-sized companies develop export plans, and help launch the Minneapolis-St. Paul Export Initiative, which aims to double the region's exports by 2017. Since stepping into the role of commissioner, she has demonstrated the leadership skills and professional knowledge necessary to help DEED make progress toward reforming and improving its services it delivers to the people of Minnesota. I would like to renew my motion and strongly encourage you to support the commissioner, Katie Clark Seaman, as commissioner of the Department of Employment and Economic Development.
Is there any discussion? Are there any questions? Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise in support of Commissioner Clark Seaman. I had the opportunity to work together with her during her role as Director of the Trade Office. She did a wonderful job in that role, and I admire her private sector experience, and I think that's very important, bringing that into the public sector. So, again, I rise in support of Commissioner Clark Seaman.
Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, Senator Sparks moves that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development, reported February 11, 2013, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Katie Clark, Commissioner, Department of Employment and Economic Development. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevailed, so the appointment was confirmed. Senator Sparks.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the report from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development, reported February 11, 2013, pertaining to the appointment of Commissioner of Labor and Industry, be taken from the table.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevails.
Madam President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevail.
Madam President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development, reported February 11, 2013, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent and confirm the appointment of Ken Peterson, the Department of Labor and Industry.
Senator Sparks.
Thank you, Madam President. Ken Peterson has been serving as the Commissioner of the Department of Labor and Industry since 2011. He brings extensive knowledge to the department, which oversees the apprenticeship program, construction codes and licensing, occupational safety and health, wage and hour standards, and workers' compensation programs, having previously served as both commissioner and deputy commissioner of this agency in the past. Commissioner Peterson has served in other leadership roles at the state and city levels, at the Minnesota Attorney General's Office as Deputy Attorney General, as a Deputy Commissioner for Utility Regulation at the Department of Public Service, and for the City of St. Paul, Director of Planning and Economic Development and Deputy Mayor for the City of St. Paul. In addition to public service, Commissioner Peterson has worked in private law practice and is an Associate Professor of Public Administration at Metropolitan State University. Thanks to the leadership of Commissioner Peterson, the Department of Labor and Industry has made important progress toward reforming and improving the services it delivers to the people of Minnesota. With that, I would like to renew my motion and strongly encourage you to support the confirmation of Ken Peterson as the Commissioner of the Department of Labor and Industry.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Senator Sparks moved that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development, reported February 11, 2013, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Kenneth B. Peterson, Commissioner, Department of Labor and Industry. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The appointment was confirmed. Senator Sparks.
Madam President, I move that the report from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development, reported February 11, 2013, pertaining to the appointment of the Commissioner of the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation, be taken from the table.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevail.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevail.
Madam President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development, reported February 11, 2013, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent and confirm the appointment of Tony Sertich, Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Commissioner.
Senator Sparks.
Thank you, Madam President. Tony Sirich was appointed Commissioner of the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation in January of 2011. The IRRRB is a development agency with a mission to promote and invest in business, community, and workforce development for the betterment of northeastern Minnesota. Since taking over as commissioner, he has recognized and simplified the organizational structure, launched a new agency website, and led new community outreach activities. Commissioner Sirich previously served in the Minnesota House of Representatives for over a decade and 4 years as the House Majority Leader. During that time, he served as a member on the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board. He has also sat on multiple professional and community boards of both regional and statewide significance. As a fourth-generation Iron Ranger and business manager of a family business, he has a keen understanding for the challenges and opportunities facing northeastern Minnesota and works tirelessly as a respected advocate for the region. I would like to renew my motion and strongly encourage you to support the confirmation of Tony Sirich as Commissioner of the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation.
Is there any discussion or are there any questions? Seeing none. Are there any questions? All right. Then Senator Sparks moved that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development reported February 11, 2013, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Anthony Sirich, Commissioner, Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevailed, so the appointment was confirmed. We revert now to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Metzen, Brown. Any other announcements? Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam President. As long as we're here again on Wednesday, I'll just remind you that it's Duluth and St. Louis County Days at the Capitol. Our event is this evening, starting at 5 o'clock at the Crown Plaza. There will be a shuttle running from the front steps of the Capitol to the plaza on a continuous loop about every 15 minutes, so I encourage you to use that, and I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, February 14th, 11 a.m.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.